Blog Talk Radio.
Turn it back with the chrome, man. It's on again. I give a holler to my niggas in the darkest corner.
body all G's in my dough. So why you reminiscing all night out with the crew? Smoke a blunt for me too, I stare into your rear view.
You ain't know what we mean by staring into the rear view. So since you ain't know what we mean, let me bring a better understanding. The world behind us. Once I get up, I'll get an understanding on the game. And what the levels and the rules of the game is, then the world ain't no trick no more. The world is a game to be played. So now we looking at world behind us. Niggas know what we gotta do. We just gotta put our mind to it and do it. It's all about the payments. Money rule the world. Bitch, we make the world go round. Real niggas do what they wanna do. Bitch, niggas do what they do.
While we'll be staring at the world through my rear view.
Yes, I have been through some shit. So when I come back from this next song, I'm going to get this damn night rolling. Because they have pissed me the fuck off in this radio station that we call Blaze Radio. Yes, I am mad, damn it. So make sure you stay tuned in because I'm finna get pissed the fuck off. And tonight's topic is, yes, you guessed it, preachers that's creepers.
One minute rhymes that don't come out right. They bite. They never write. That's not polite. Am I lying? No, you're quite right. Well, tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio, yell, green trouble. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show. Yo, Rick, I want to buy you, but I need to chew home. Why? Because you chew. Paying a 205th, I saw a pretty girl.
So
I sat beside her. Then she went real like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Craig, not Frosty Flake.
Oh, golly, why?
So she was raised in hell. She said, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Bust the move, we show and prove. Hey, yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Around me, whispering in my ear what you want from me. Lay back and let me put put it on you. We can do the freaky things that you won't do. Lay back and wrap your legs around me. Whisper in my ear what you want from me. Lay back.
Do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave gave nothing. I made something doing what I do through and through. And I give you the news with a twist of just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bring them a lot closer to the block where they pop toasters. And they live with their moms, got dry roasters from box robberies. Niggas crashed over. Mommy's knocked up cause she wasn't watched over. Knocked down by some clown when child support knocked. No, he's not around. Now, how that sound till you jot it down? I bring you through the ghetto without riding around. Hiding down, ducking straight from frustrated youth stuck in their ways. Just read a magazine that fucked up my day. How you rate music that thugs with nothing relate to it? I help them see they way through it, not you. Can't step in my pants, can't walk in my shoes. But everything you worth, you lose your tie and your shirt.
I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen. I ain't no politician, but I kick it with them a minute. Cause see, they call me a menace. And if the shoe fits, I wear it. But if it don't, then y'all will swallow the truth, grin and bear it. Now who's the king of these rude, ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? Who could inherit the title? Put the youth in hysterics, using his music to steer it, sharing his views and his merits. But there's a huge interference. They're saying you shouldn't hear it. Maybe it's hatred I spew. Maybe it's food for the spirit. Maybe it's beautiful music I made for you to just cherish. But I'm debated, disputed, hated, and viewed in America as a motherfucking drug addict. Like you didn't experiment. Nah, that's when you start to stare at who's in the mirror and see yourself as a kid again. And you get embarrassed. And I got nothing to do but make you look stupid as parents. You fucking do good. It's too bad you couldn't do good at marriage. And do you have any clue what I had to do to get here? I don't think you do. So stay tuned and keep your ears glued to the stereo. Cause here we go.
He's drinking to a chicken.
And I'm the sinister, mister, gets my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about
anything,
renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything,
anything.
I had to hustle, my back to the wall, ashy knuckles, pockets filled with a lot of lead. Not a cent, got a vent, lot of innocent lives lost on the project bench. What you hollering? Gotta pay rent, bring dollars in. Buy the bodega, iron under my coat, feeling brave. A do-rag wrapping my waist, a pocket full of hope. Do not step in me, I'm awkward. I box left me, you're often. My pops left me, and often. My mama wasn't home. Could not stress to me, I wasn't grown. Especially on nights I brought something home to quiet the stomach rumblings. My demeanor, 30 years my senior. My childhood didn't mean much, only raising green up. Raising my fingers to critics, raising my head to the sky. Big, I did it most time before I die. No lie, just know I chose my own fate. I drove by the fork in the road and went straight.
See, I'm a poet to some, a regular modern day Shakespeare. Jesus Christ, the king of these latter-day saints here. To shatter the picture in which of that is they paint me as a monger of hate, Satan, a scatterbrained atheist. But that ain't the case. See, it's a matter of taste. We as the people decide if Shade is as bad as they say he is. Or is he the latter, a gateway to escape? Media scapegoat. They can be mad at the day. See, it's as easy as cake. Simple as whistling Dixie. While I'm waving the pistol at 60 Christians against me. Go to war with the Mormons. Take a bath with the Catholics in holy water. No wonder they try to hold me under longer. I'm a motherfucking spiteful, delightful, eyeful, the new Ice Cube. Motherfuckers hate to like you. What did I do? I'm just a kid from the gutter making his butter off his blood suckers. Cause I'm a motherfucking renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day. Cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about
what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything,
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 anything. Renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to talk about
anything,
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 anything.
Renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything.
Hell yes. Let's do it just tuning in. This is 747, AKA O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747. Yes, I've had a long night. And yes, if you just tuned in, make sure you tell your friends it is on. Yes, we are on. Craze Radio is on. Tell your friends to check out www.mediacraze.me and check out this actual radio show, man. This is what I do. This is what Chrissy Love NC, we love you, girl. This is what she gets done every week for us. And I just got two for y'all. So this is the night where we ask up and uncensored. Yes, we get downed. Whatever you want to say, you can say it. Yes, this is how it goes. But tonight, I am pissed because they had me in somewhere with some Samoans. Literally, and I was talking to them, and that's why they didn't have me on in the right time zone. So now I'm in the right time zone, and I came back to speaking in some English, because over there they didn't know what the fuck I was saying. They already said I had some problems, but now over there speaking in my language and them not understanding, I think they thought I was coming to take over. So I am glad that you are here. Tonight we will be talking about those preachers, you know, them teachers of being creepers. If you got a pastor out there that you know for a fact that you done fucked, what you need to do is go kiss that bitch, because his ass is happy as hell that he is trucking in Jesus' name. Yes, that's what he's doing right now. So if you're out there and you're one of those people that's trucking a pastor, or you're fucking one of them good-ass deacons, hey, all I got to say is the Lord is going to get your ass. Now, he's already fucked up. He's probably just the devil sitting around. You don't even know if he's actually a pastor. He might just be a normal old fucking devil. Literally, a devil that's testing you. And you can sit up there and say, oh, Lord, pastor, I know you got that wife, but if she don't do you right because she ain't living in the word, you always putting the word in it. Just the word, the word, the word, the word. We are so glad that you are killing yourself, putting the word in it, saying that it's in Jesus' name. All you ladies out there, hey, I mean, do your thing. Get your fucks in and get your backs done and suck your dicks. But if you're fucking the deacons and the pastors, you're going a little close out there, deep in that water. I don't like that much swim. I like to get to the water to my knees. Yeah, she might be a little married. Y'all might get a little pussy. But, hey, I ain't trying to be super close under the covenant and say, hey, let me fuck the pastor's wife. That's a little bit different. That's saying, hey, how you doing, Lord? I know she don't supposed to do it, but she's the pastor's wife, so she's supposed to be done first. So don't put me into this. Nah, I don't think that's a good idea for a man that's trying to be a little bit better. And if you're even trying to be bad, don't mess with the pastor's wife. And pastor, stop messing with these ladies out here, because that's the problem, really. You got the whole congregation that's up with your kids. Why? Because you doing that sneaky shit. Yes, you just preach, telling the word. Yes, you go to all the scriptures that don't have nothing to do with adultery. Yes, you make sure that you get all the rapture, or you make sure that you get the, don't be messing with each other. If you're a guy, don't be messing with another guy. You go to Sodom and Gomorrah and things. Yeah, that's funny. Kiki, kiki. But for some reason, you will never go to the scriptures that tell you to stop putting your dick in everybody when you got some rings on your fingers and that you're the pastor. Now, if it don't say it in there, I'm sure it needs to be written in that motherfucker because of the fact that he's a damn pastor. Don't be putting your dick in nobody, pastor, other than that holy pussy that you made. That's just a law. Hey, I think that's somewhere in the 10th commandment. It might be the 11th commandment. And they just forgot that he got erased out or they broke it off of the stone or something. But I know somewhere in there it had to be in there. Pastor, don't put your dick in nobody else's pussy other than that holy pussy that we gave you. That's a gift. So if you out there, you one of them pastors that's doing this, sticking your dick in, ding-a-linging, and putting corn all up in this damn girl, because you know you've been eating a lot of that cornbread shit. Yeah, everybody's cornbread. Damn. I'm like, everybody's cornbread. How about what you need to do is take your old holy dirty dick, and that's some messed up shit to say. Holy dirty, hold up, make sure everybody be quiet. I got to, hold up, be quiet. We had to take a moment silence. It's 747. Hey, just letting y'all know. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and then tell them motherfuckers this off of me. Hey, I'm going to play this immeasurable. Yes, this is fam. This is out there. Make sure you press iTunes and get in this group. Immeasurable. Change me. And yes, they are hot.
You know, God's love is so immeasurable that no matter how many times we fall, we can always cry out for change.
Change me, change me, change me. All my wrongs, make them right. When I'm feeling down, feeling all alone, got no sense of call, nowhere I can go.
Yes, we're talking about all of y'all.
And if you're out there listening and you're one of those people, how about you press the damn one and just be true? You don't have to tell your real name. 9 times 10, your pastor, all your congregation, and all the other pastors already know who you are anyway, because all of you hang together. Just to let you know. Matter of fact, pastor that I know, hey, I smoke with you. Hey, call on in, bro. Make sure you let me know, because I want to make sure that I put you on the bath. I just want to make sure that everybody knows, hey, there's some priests out there that ain't ashamed to say, hey, yeah, I'm fucking that damn Miss Williams and Sister Pastor and all the other folks that got their little last funny names. Yes, I'm fucking them. Just don't say it, bro. And that's okay. It is all right. We know that nobody is perfect. Yes, you have that stick your dick in somebody's demon. And yes, we'll pray for you. I mean, we'll pray for you, and you pray for us, and we'll put it all together, and somewhere in there is almost a threesome for you, because I'm sure that's how you really try to get that. And your ladies out there, you know, the ones that, yes, I'm a pastor, I'm an evangelist. Yes, y'all ladies out there that, you know, when you're under that robe, you look lady-like, you be preaching real good, girl, I say. But then, when your ass decides to say, oh, it ain't funny no more, this motherfucker money more. So now you put on your boy clothes and all your little boy hats and your little boy shirts and put your little titties and put them behind some little boy shirts to just smash your shit down so you can feel like you got some dicks and some nuts between your legs. Yes. We like to let y'all know, even though that you're eating all the pussy that you're eating on the slide, and we know you're doing it on Monday nights because it's not nothing but a choir rehearsal on that night, and 9 times out of 10, you can't sing. So you don't even come to that. We want to let you know, stop eating all them girls' pussies and shit, keeping your congregation all happy and shit. That's why I can't none of the women get with no damn man. Because your pastor, eating pussy ass, wants to have a fiesta Thanksgiving every time. It's not a night that we got to do Bible study. And Bible study, since when the Bible study just changed to be a whole nother day, yeah, that means pastor's fucking. Just letting y'all know, if you don't have, and I know this tradition, but in tradition and in routine, you have to go through this. If you ain't happy, Bible study on Wednesday night, that's the old way, your ass or your pastor ass somewhere fuck. And if they don't show up, pastor, it's out there that's listening to me just saying, I'm the devil, I'm the devil. If you listen, I'm telling you why they ain't coming to your damn Bible study. It is because, bitch, they somewhere fucking, or they fucking that other deacon that didn't show up that he told you he was going to check on some ice for refreshment. He went and got Sister Williams pussy. Just letting you know that. So if you're out there, pastor, please call in and press your ones. And I see some of you here, and I don't want to just call on you. So I'm not going to mess with it, because I know that your wife going to whoop that ass if she knew that you was fucking Sister Williams and Sister Susan and Sister Becky. Yes. This is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host, and tonight we will not be having hoes bar shit. So I'm telling on all your pastors, I'm telling on all your deaconesses, all your damn deaconesses, all of you. I'm telling on all your bitches. All this fucking going on in the church, and you always talking about, get saved, man, say these nuts.
Farewell, my friend. Found me another lover, treats me better than you.
I am the only motherfucker that would do this shit. Yes, that was DeAndre Johnson. Well, I hope I said it right. And that was a song of gospel. And I'll do a song right behind this because this is the shit that I do. Stay on, people. just thought I'd let everybody know that I make sure I see all my friends and all those guests out there that's tuning in, chat line and everything. We see the stuff that you're doing. And what, TSC, she got the nerve. First of all, I go to the chat lines all night if you're new here. And on the chat line, Miss TSC, monkey ass, is talking about she's sorry. She a girl. They be late. What I need to tell her is, fuck that. You make sure that you get your ass there on time. And then I'm going to give you a happy, how can I say this, a cyber ass smack. So get your ass there on time. And it was my fault I was late. But that ain't got nothing to do with it. You won't get on before I got here. You supposed to be in here. But tell your friends to check us out at www.mediacraze.me. And you can see all the antics that I may do. And you can see all the stuff that Christy love and see the boss lady. Yes, lady, they got that damn voice. And make your old man, I tell you, if you hear this lady talk, her voice is so damn bad. Sometimes your dick don't even want to just, it just gets so hard. And then you sit there and just stop, sit and knock in the forehead and say, boy, wake up. That's what's happening to you. She's so bad when she talks to you. So check her out on Wednesday night. Because Wednesday night is What's Hot Wednesday. And definitely on her Thursday night, which is Throwback Thursday. And she do Sunday night, Sunday mornings and things also. But a lot of you people out there are probably pissed off that I'm talking about the church. So it doesn't matter. You're just mad because of the fact that I'm calling your pastor out. The man that you fucking, or the lady that's eating your pussy. Either way, I'm calling him out. Now, tonight is really messed up that we do have some of you pastors on here. I didn't say none of your names or nothing. And I'm going to say all the ladies that you're fucking is called Miss Williams. That way, hey, it's always a fucking Miss Williams, and there's always about five or six of them. So therefore, no matter what you're saying out there, your pastor's fucking Miss Williams, or your pastor is eating on Miss Becky Sue. Listen, that is the problem that's going on right now in these churches. The churches have changed to the, so now it's not even the Lord no more. They fucking in Jesus' name. Yes, that's what they're doing now. They laying you down saying, Lord, please get this demon off of me. Please don't let my loins, don't let me want nothing. Don't let me just want to get it. Yeah, and then next thing you know, you're doing all this with your drawers down. And he's doing that, laying his hands all on your nose and things. And that's just not a good thing that you need to be doing if you're pastoring and you're supposed to be talking about your Christian. Just thought I'd let y'all know out there, you don't supposed to be putting your hands on sisters or nothing. You're supposed to be putting your hands on their forehead, smack that shit with that arm, boom, and let her all fuck out. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You don't supposed to be putting all dick wands and things and saying in Jesus' name, and oh, the Lord understand. The Lord didn't understand none of that. You would think the Lord went to see something. But hey, that's just what I'm trying to let y'all know. We out here letting know that some of you pastors out there, you need to keep your damn dick in the damn Bible. Stop that fuck. Put it in your pants. Tape it up all the way around your waist. Walk around with this shit because you don't understand what you're doing. You are really messing up this congregation. Right now, this era, people don't even care nothing about church. And why? Because the pastor fucked everybody but his wife. Why? He can't fuck her, but she eating all of the other ladies' pussy. That's why everybody's, all you fellas out there that's got them women that always want to be on the usher board, it is because on the usher board, while they practicing, you know, they don't need number 5 minutes to practice. It takes 5 minutes to walk down that damn line and give everybody a damn little silver plate. But they go on the usher board meetings and shit. I really don't know what you could be doing this shit. But they go to usher board meetings. And when they doing it now, that is pussy eating. That is plain usher board meetings, pussy eating. That is what they're doing. I'm letting y'all know this right now. Stop falling for the hype that they be trying to tell you. That shit ain't real. A lot of them are doing other stuff. If you out there and you don't believe me, I really could give a damn because of the fact. Because you know you out there doing. You're doing just as much wrong. You're talking about the pastors, and you're judging the pastors. And then, you know, how the wives do, they doing that extra thing. So I'm pretty glad that some of you out there, I don't want to bash all the Christians, but some of you need to stop, I mean, being in that back pew fucking, we can smell your pussy when you walk in, and you say, the Lord, please forgive me. Fix it.
I'm so sick of people talking about when you break up and they're like, oh, I wish you the best. And then, no, you don't. Because if you wish me the best, you wouldn't have broke up with me in the first place, man. Man, I'm just so tired of cats being fake. Don't be fake with yourself, man. When you break up, this is what you really need.
Sitting there staring in the mirror, talking myself down. I can't believe she did that. I could kill her right now. after all we've been through, and after all this time, she was the last person I expected to cross the line. And now my world is broken to pieces. Why make promises when you never keep them? Why buy a car when you don't plan to drive it? And why take my heart and break it with your lying? Girl, I wish, oh girl, I wish nothing but bad luck. Hope you never fall in love in life. Girl, I wish, oh girl, I wish nothing but bad luck. Hope you get hit by a truck and die.
I talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Move-matic, 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 move-matic.
Having a whole lot of shit going on, a whole lot of problems, and these bitches have just told me I am going to be on for another motherfucking, I'll say, 45 minutes, which means, yes, it won't be 9 o'clock, it'll be 9:30 o'clock. So if you just in here now, you can go pee, go take your old accident shits, whatever you do, you can go do it right now, because when I come back, we're going to be talking about, yes, these preachers as creepers and the other shit that they doing also, but we will also be talking about, yeah, this government shutdown, because it don't bother nobody, they ain't got no damn money. It's only bothering that bitch that's sitting up there being stingy with the dollars, that's all. So if you got there and you want them to stingy motherfuckers, bitch, ain't nothing to be scared of. Life is just like this for everybody. We do everything that we do the way that we do it because of that. You just got to learn. Hey, that money ain't gone. You just ain't ready for what is going on right now. Don't be scared. Anybody going to take your damn shit. Hey, this is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. Now, I'm going to the lines in a minute. If you're out there and you have anything that you need to say, or if you're on the chat line and you saying, hey, I want to talk about something, I got something for you. Make sure that you press your one. And once you press your one, for all you illiterate motherfuckers, I had to make sure I didn't put no music on, because we have people out there that don't have no damn sense. I want to make sure that you, get to talk to me, and we can talk about whatever's on your mind. Just because these are the topics, that don't mean, damn it, this is what we're going to be talking about. This is just what the fuck I can get started with. So call your friends. Tell them to dial 646-200-0883, and then they're pressing 1. Let's say they want to act stupid. Bitch, you can be dumb on here, because I'm going to embarrass your monkey ass, because remember, I can press the mute button. Call your friends.
Yeah, it's me again, nigga. Cool the pain. Ha! And I brought the duffel bag gang with me.
Yeah.
Look.
DJ.
Well, well, well. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host. Make sure you're telling all your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that you're pressing 1, yes, bitch, to talk to me. This is an uncensored station. So make sure all them shits that you got on your mind that you felt like, hey, I just want to let them out. Block them motherfuckers right here. Because this is where you can get it all out. Right here on 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. And yes, it's a long motherfucking title, but who give a damn? You gonna say all these other fucking names, Chief Keith and all them bitches? Yeah, them stupid names too. Just go on down with mine. Make sure you're letting your friends also know that they are online type people. You know them computer motherfuckers. The people that say, hey, I can't do nothing. I can't go outside. I'll just type this shit, and I'll get them to send it to me. If you got those type of people, make sure you tell them, pal. Or go online, basically, at www.mediacraze.me. And, yes, you guessed it, look it up at Facebook, Craze Radio. It's so simple. But tonight, we are talking about those preachers that's going to creep us. I meant to come back and let y'all know that, have you ever walked in on a pastor in the office by accident? You know, you was supposed to go back there and bring him the pitcher of water, and you find Miss Williams with her head sucking on his dick, deep down in the bottom of his seat. If you've ever walked in on that, and you was a guy, and you ain't just going there and say, oh, y'all already know what's going to happen right now, and go on and get on Miss Williams and say, we're going to make this thing happen, because y'all ain't just going to do this, and I done caught this shit, and I know you the pastor. So if you out there and you call somebody that's been doing something they ain't had no business in the church, hey, call us. We gon' dare that shit. I don't give a damn. Fuck them. They shouldn't have been doing it in the church. That's just how I think of it. If you a lady out there and I tell you, if you out there saying, the Lord done sent me a husband every time a man that's new get up in there, take your whole ass back to the house. Don't even worry about no more men no more. You don't even deserve to be fucked no more. Because your stupid ass keep thinking that the Lord is sending every single new man that comes in to fuck with you. Bitch, you ain't that pretty. That's why you got to go to the church anyway. Ain't nobody out there looking at you. The only thing they looking at you because you look naive. And that's why the pastor fucked you. That's why the deacon got told by the pastor and the damn pastor's wife just been eating your pussy. That's why they talking all together saying, yeah, she a freak. Yeah, she a freak. But in Jesus' name, that's what they doing. So if you one of those girls out there, we like to say thank you for being a holy hoe. Because ain't nothing like a holy hoe. A holy hoe keeps you happy. Because there's a lot of pastors out there that's being happy with this holy hoe. And if you any of those ladies, let me know, because I need some Lord up in me, and I need you to go on, come on, let's get right, girl. Let's go on, get smiley faces and everything. Any of you guys out there that do, how can I say this, other stuff, and for some reason, you got the nerve to try to say that, the Lord told me and laid it on my heart to make sure that you was okay, miss, and I just felt as though, my dick would only be warm and give you this spirit that you need if you just open up them thigh muscles and let me get deep on in. That's exactly what they're saying to y'all. And a lot of your ladies, you know that's what they're saying. And a lot of your men, you know that's what you're doing. I got people that I actually know personally that in the Lord's name, they can get the demon out by sticking dick in your hand. Now, if you one of them ladies that's a fair with that damn shit, come on over here. I got a whole bunch of guys that want a dumb dummy to put some dick in their ass for. Yeah, they get down with that gay shit, and you can do it as much as you want to if you fall for these little lines that these deacons, these pastors, oh, and don't forget them choir directors, ain't them jokers get down to, don't, just because he up there prancing and throwing his hands up and just talking like he look with all them damn S's, that does not mean that he won't play them keys on your naked ass, girl. Yes, he don't care. He'll mess with the guys, the pastors. And then he'll go talk about you, and they're going to message you too. Don't fall for it. Just because he's prancing, that does not mean that he won't prance up in that prison. Now, fellas out there that's pastoring, this is a song that I really felt that some of y'all need to be called. Yes, this song was made for women, but a lot of you out there doing this too. So, feel this shit. This is some gold digging shit. Y'all just getting money off these hoes, and they church hoes. Getting old with Miss Becky. Miss Becky up there sucking dick. You know how it is. Hold a hoe. Make sure you tell your friend that's next to you, if they go to church a lot, but you know on Sunday night they was fucking and sucking dicks and shit, how about you tell that holy hoe, have a happy birthday, because bitch, you's a holy hoe, and every day she is damn your birthday eating candlesticks.
She take my money, Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me. She killed me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She killed me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down. Baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock. I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's falling, and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't love them hoes, I go for my main mission. One thing about them hoes, yeah, they love the same nigga. One thing about them hoes, yeah, they love the same nigga. Nah, I don't love them hoes, I go for my main mission. One thing about them hoes, yeah, them hoes ain't shit. One thing about them hoes, yeah, them hoes ain't shit. Nah, I don't love them hoes, I go for my main mission. What you think my name is? What you think my name is?
Okay, I'm gone with the wind, gone with the wind. Three in the morning, get known in the end. You know she a hoe, cause she roll with a friend.
You know she a hoe, cause she roll with a friend.
Y'all know what it is, y'all know what it is. Hoes ain't shit, but a bitch in a trick. Dick so big, get a bitch dick whip. She grind on my neck, then she do a kickflip. Fuck you think I'm looking for? Pop that, push that hoe. Come and get this Christian toe. What you know about cooking dough? What you know about popping sins? Laid out in that tropic sand. Rocking bands higher than the rocking here mountain, bitch. I ain't with that bowing shit. Come here, make this thousand, bitch. Count it while you bouncing, bitch. Count it while you bouncing, bitch. These hoes be acting up. These niggas be letting them. These hoes be shacking up. Cause these niggas be sweating.
sweating them. Be sweating.
I don't
let
them hoes. I go for my main bitch. Yeah. One thing about them hoes, yeah, they love to say me. One thing about them hoes, yeah, they love to say me. Nah, I don't let them hoes. I go for my main bitch. One thing about them hoes, yeah, them hoes ain't shit. One thing about them hoes, yeah, them hoes ain't shit. Nah, I don't let them hoes. I go for my main bitch. What you think my name is? What you think my name is?
Nigga, who you calling a hoe? Hoe? Nigga, you a hoe? You don't want with two baby mamas? I mean, how the fuck my hoe? You mean, you trying to say, cuz I got four baby daddies and five kids that you trying to, what? No. I sold some pussy last month because I needed to pay my phone bill. And that kind of long Louis Vuitton bag really ain't that bad. You, shit, you saw me in a club with it. You thought I had it like that. What the fuck you talking about? I ain't no hoe, nigga. Fuck you.
Bitch, fuck you too. You just mad cause I don't wanna come through. And every time I knock, you don't ever knock too. Slut, probably let my nigga fuck too. Ooh, you ain't gotta lie. I already know you a hoe. Get low on the pole. Roll on the pole, got dope in your nose. Love it when you drop the pussy on to the flow. Fuck you think I'm looking for? Pop that pussy hoe. Come and get this cushion toe. What you know about cooking dope? What you know about popping zins? Laid out in that tropic scene. Rocking bands higher than the rocket here, mountain bitch.
I don't let them hoes. I go for my baby. One thing about them hoes, yeah, they love to say me. One thing about them hoes, yeah, they love to say me. Nah, I don't let them hoes, I go for my babies. One thing about them hoes, yeah, them hoes ain't shit. One thing about them hoes, yeah, them hoes ain't shit. Nah, I don't let them hoes, I go for my babies. What you think my name is? What you think my name is?
What the fuck you niggas talking about, huh? What the fuck these bitches talking about, huh? Nah, I don't let them hoes, I go for my main bitch. Nah, I don't let them hoes, I go for my main bitch. What the fuck these niggas talking about, huh? What the fuck these bitches talking about, huh? Nah, I don't let them hoes, I go for my main bitch. Nah, I don't let them hoes, I go for my main bitch.
You have reached...
Yo, you reached Mr. Hines.
Hines.
Please leave your message.
Oh, my God, Poppy. I had so much fun last night, but I really need you to bring me back that sequin gold thong. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Yes, oh, yes. If you just tuned in, this is the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk Show, and that was Mr. Hines, Hines 57 Sauce, and the song was Hope. And everybody know when I play that song, that means we finna get down with the get down. And everybody that actually was on the chat line, that you're going to be on the chat line, that know when I play that song, yes, TSC, thank you for letting everybody know that I'm about to start the fuck up. But before I do all that, I want to make sure I let everyone know, if you heard us earlier, we played Immeasurable, that this is a great group that's going out, that's doing some other things, and we're trying to get them where they need to be. Right now, I need to tell all of you to go and download it at iTunes.com/immeasurable. There's a SoundCloud or CDBaby.com. So what you need to do, we're trying to get them to be off. They're almost at the top 25. And I need everyone to go start connecting to iTunes, to the iTunes store, and look up Immeasurable. The song has changed me. If you can't find that, just look up the word Immeasurable. And if you're out there and you can't even think, because a lot of you are still trying to get your GEDs, that's okay. This is one of them easy third grade words. Let me spell it for you. It is I-M-M-E-S-U-R-A-B-L-E. Immeasurable. Make sure you learn that word, write that word down, because if you don't, you will not be the one that contributes to winning things, giving them what they need to be. I'm trying to help. They trying to help. They doing some good things. I'm doing some good things. We trying to make sure they get out there. So as long as I'm saying and talking and everything and letting everybody know what's going on, Immeasurable, we will be put out there. So make sure you're letting all your friends know that's how we getting down, okay? So let all your friends know today, right now, go to iTunes and get down with Immeasurable. We're coming back, and we're going to be talking about pastor creeping and, you know, that other stuff that we talk about, this government shutdown. I'm so happy.
Uh-huh, this my shit. All the girls have to be like this. Few times I've been around that jet, so it's not going to happen like that, because there ain't no holler.
Thank you.
talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear it. If I hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the fight, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom pom down, getting everybody fired up.
I just had some of that Miss Williams. She gave me some of that bacon. Ha ha. Just tune in. This is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host. And to make a long story short, things is going through my mind. And this, you know, this situation about the government shutting down and things, it's really, really, like, really not bothering me because it's not helping me or hurting me because I won't never end that money bracket anyway. So if you out there and you're so pissed that, hey, the government shut down, bitch, you just learning what real life is because we done had the government shut down on us a long time ago. Us meaning the people that don't have no damn money. Just letting y'all know that I ain't racist. I don't have this race clause and all this shit that everybody be doing. No, fuck that. I am in the only race that everyone else is in. I'm trying to run and get some more money to help me so I can eat, so I can survive. So if you out there and you one of those people that's got the nerve to sit up here and say, oh, man, this is so fucked up. The government is stuck and shit. Oh, you shutting down. They're not even going to have a job. Bitch, shut your old punk ass up. Our whole life from birth has been shut down from the government. We still guessing what these little numbers that they gave us for called Social Security number. For what? We know y'all already know where we the fuck at. Y'all gave cell phones and everything just so they can know where we at. The government to shut down. Bullshit. The government just said, fuck y'all. That is exactly what's going to happen. If you're out there and you're one of those people that's still in your mind thinking, oh, yeah, no, man, the government's not doing this right. The government's not doing this right. Man, you guessed it. Be stupid. Sit up there and be closed-minded and not understand that you are being hoodwinked. They are getting us to be, how can I say, taken the fuck over. They're going to stop this currency, and now your women are going to get fucked. Your little baby's going to get hurt. And all the men, they just going to be babysitting like they've been doing. Because who's scared of some men that's babysitting? Just thought I'd let y'all know that. If you're out there and you're babysitting, hey, man, stop babysitting. Them ain't 9 times 10, they ain't even your damn babies. And if they are your babies, bitch, you ain't babysitting. You keep your kids. So you a guy out there babysitting, get your ass a real job and let your little sister somebody do that damn shit. Do something else. Don't play or something. Damn. Just thought I'd let you know that. So, I like to call you this. Nah, I'm not even going to play this song, because if I play this song, a lot of you guys' little feelings be hurt and shit, and then I had to go up there and worry about you calling and shit. And fuck all of that. We're going to go to, how can I say, what's some good music I should put on? Anyone got any requests? Nah, you know, this is the 747 AKA O Show, and you know, no matter what you believe, I don't do the request just because of the fact, but hey, maybe you call tonight, I might do it. But a song that I really want to play right now is an extra song. It's pretty good. I love this song. It's John Mayer, and it's perfectly lonely. Listen to the words. If you're one of those people that just only listen to one type of music, kill yourself. Because I listen to good music, always. 747, a.k.a. O's. Real talk. Real talk show. I got big balls. Yeah. Maybe.
Thank you.
I'm perfectly lonely. And it ain't got no damn bottom. Sitting by myself and saying I don't want nobody, but sure want to fuck game. Yes, you just tuned in. This is 747, a.k.a. Old Real Talk, Real Talk Show. And yes, I would like to be serious just for one moment. Right now, we'd like to give a shout-out and a prayer to Daphne out there. We heard that your mother is going through something right now, and we want to let you know that we're sending all your prayers out to make sure that everything is going okay. This is one of our actual listeners, and I want to make sure that when people let me know these things, that I still can be serious and do it the way that we're supposed to do. So everyone, make sure you send out a prayer for Daphne's mother, and let it be known to your friends that, hey, there's someone out there, and there are people out there that care about each other. All right? Let's get back to this damn shit. As I was saying, the government and this shutdown shit don't have nothing to do with nobody but the motherfucker that's already had all the money in the damn government. So, my issue is, why they make a damn big deal about it? I mean, really, what was the big deal? Oh, yeah, we're going to cut money off all this other stuff. A lot of stuff they had already been planning on stopping to get out of our pockets anyway. Literally. Like, right now, they're trying to make sure that, how can I say this? Matter of fact, let me tell you. You know this is a Real Talk show. So, let me just be real with you. Do y'all remember, I don't know, when we were just killing ourselves to say, oh, yeah, we want the black president. We want to get the black president. I don't care. I don't even want to vote. I'm just going to make sure I vote because he's the black president. Now, a lot of this is just my first opinion. Yeah, I was one of those out there saying it. But it still was kind of fishy to me. Right now, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And you remember back in the day when, I don't know, we actually voted them in, and then they was giving out free motherfucking checks everywhere. Stimulus check here. They was giving out stimulus check just for socks. Like, here, you got good socks. Boom, stimulus check. Ooh, you got spread out. Boom, stimulus check. They was giving out stimulus checks for just not being a daddy. Like, you ain't taking care of your kids. Well, fuck it. You got a job, though. Fuck it. Get them a stimulus check. That was happening. Now, out of nowhere, all that shit that he did to make free. Now, remember, you people out there, there ain't nothing in this world, especially America, that is for free. If they say it's free water, it is because they got some salt in it. Just make sure you listening to what I got to say, because this is going to help you. When they say it is free or a stimulus check comes for you and you just like, oh, man, they just giving out money. Best do believe the government is setting your ass up for the okie-doke. Okie-doke. Look it up. It's up on the dummy. Somewhere around refers to stupid ass. Yes, check that shit out. Okie-dokes is done all the time. And that is what it happened. They gave those stimulus checks out for free fun to set y'all ass up just to get you for this second term just so they can fuck y'all shit all up again. Yes, that is what has happened. They have said, hey, man, shit, we gave them all money, everybody. We gave everybody money from this. Then he had nothing to deal with. Then the other guy, black guy, talking about something, I know what you talking about, dude. Yeah, man, we was giving that shit all out. Now what's going to happen? Oh, man, fuck. We gave out too much damn money, guy. So now that's what they're doing. They're taking all the bullshit back. So if you're out there and you got one of them free checks, bitch, just believe they're coming after your money eggs first. They're not coming for me because I had to pay too much child support and I could not get no income tax. I couldn't even file somebody else. That is messed up. They wouldn't even do that for me. So you already know what was going on in my life. I was fucked. So all you out there that got fucked over, all I like to say is you should have did. And what happened was Obama and the partners, all they did was just backstab y'all. This is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. Oh, tell your friends, 646-200-0883, and that they press the 1 so they can talk to me. And check us out at www.mediacraze.me. Hey, you got backstabbed, bitch. Watch out.
you got to get a room up there. Oh, the Lord won't bless us and pay for the room. Hell no, I pay for that damn room. I gave you $3 or $4 just because I want to pay my tithe. Then your ass is up there fucking up there. Who knows where Miami and places say, oh, Lord, please forgive me, please forgive me. And all the whole time, let's just squirt now. That's some bullshit. And if you keep on, you're going to be embarrassed because the Lord is going to get you back.
My ears saying, Those were great days, even better nights. That's why in this nigga heart we forever tight. Still hoping one day you could be my wife. Till then, keep the pussy tight, it'll be alright. You always stall. Is it me or do you got a new nigga? You pick who you love and you didn't choose Victor. Now all a rapper do is wonder how he kiss you. If y'all done fucked, then why I really miss you? I get mad at myself and start to ditch you, knowing you the color in my life's bigger picture. Damn, this sucks. Why she gotta love him? Time to hate. He'll never be a husband. I move back to the Ville and claim a lady. Too late for that shit. She done went and had a baby. Pregnant? Damn.
Yes, we have less than, I don't know, 20 minutes left on tonight's show. Now, I do have some songs that we can play, but if you're out there and you want to press your ones, you have things to say, or anything, it doesn't matter. Make sure you press your ones right now and let me know what's on your mind. Tell your friends, dial 646-200-0883, and that they're pressing one so they can talk to me. And tonight was one of those nights where we actually had to cause some controversy. Yeah, there's a lot of people that might be pissed off about the shit I said about the government shutdown and shit. Fuck you. And I like to also say to those trashers out there that's getting all this pussy in the name of the Lord and the Savior, Jesus Christ, how they do things. Yes, I would like to let you know you really need to stop doing what you're doing. And stop fucking the girls and then going on Sunday. Matter of fact, you don't even go to clubs now. You just fuck them before they go to clubs. Then on Sunday morning, you wave y'all, praise the Lord, and enjoy yourself. And I also like to let those little prancing guys, you know, you got some little prancing pastors. I don't want to forget y'all. How about you stop? And I mean really, really stop. Fucking the choir director. Anyway, that's just something you need to stop doing. Y'all need to stop doing and taking the bullshit. This stuff is just getting ridiculous. Now, niggas, they ain't got muscles no more. Pussy, ass is like pussy, man. They just shitting on themselves and everything. 20-year-olds need pampers. That's ridiculous. Don't you know, you get old enough, super old, about 40, 50 years old, and you done did all that dick in the booty ass shit, what's going to happen? Bitch, you can't shit. You just throwing out air. Every time you got a shit, this shit just going to drain out. Get your shit together. Stop fucking in the damn air. Just thought I'd let y'all know that. And stop wearing the robes. Stop wearing the robes, letting the little past man sit up here and praise the Lord, knowing he might be just naked with socks and them little church shoes on up on that shit because he was just fucking the damn clock record. You fellas out there, stop doing that. And all you guys out there, the pastors out there that mess with the girls is making the babies, y'all need to stop that too. I'm sorry, I get mad sometimes. TSE, fuck you. just thought I'd let that say that, because I do say that a lot of times. I'd like to give a mad shout out to that Statesville, North Carolina. We love y'all. I see y'all out there. And Van Camp, we love you. There's a lot of stuff going on down there. And no, it is not killer, murder, Henderson. They just ain't no punks. Just remember that, because I had a lot of Northerners saying, well, you from Henderson, aren't you? From Henderson, North Carolina. And I'm like, yeah, I am. And then they said, oh, you got that little country accent. That's so cute. So don't y'all get down. And I was like, nah, we don't really get down like that. We do some other stuff. Just don't bring your old Northern ass down here acting stupid, and you won't get your ass whooped. That's just how it is. Just like if we went up to your town, and we were like, yo, what's up? And you like, who the fuck is this country bunching? And y'all be trying to whoop our ass. That's why we tell you, when you come to this motherfucker, shut your ass up with that bullshit and just don't join in. You can keep your accent, we're going to keep our accent, we're going to make it too. But nah, Henderson don't get down enough to kill you. But they will get down enough to kill your ass if you act stupid up in that motherfucker. Just thought I'd let y'all know that. They on free playing. For all of you out there that don't know, make sure that you check us out at Twitter at 747-AKAO or at ChristyLoveNC. And listen to us. You know, you can always go to the archives and leave links that I post on Facebook. And remember, Craze Radio, that's how you find us at Facebook. And check us out. And all this stuff that I post on here is just to let you know where we at. So just in case you can't find us, if you go on there and be friends with us at Craze Radio, all you have to do is press the link, and it sends you straight to us at the time when we start, right there on time, literally. So that's what you need to be doing if you're not doing it. So tell your friends, this is the place to get shit off your chest. If you mad at something and you pissed off, you ain't got to slap that motherfucker beside you. You can say it on here and then slap that motherfucker beside you. Because I'm not trying to stop you from slapping nobody that's a fish off. I just want you to get off your damn chest. Tell me. Let me hear that damn big ass slap. Let me hear them damn teeth and that slob thrown to the side. I want to hear that shit. Call me. Say, hey, look, guess what, 747? This dude beside me just to piss me the fuck off. And then I'm like, for real, next thing I hear is pop, pop, pop. Like, yes, put that shit on my damn motherfucking radio show. I love that. Matter of fact, I'll put that in rotation. I'll record that bitch, record it, and play that bitch in rotation. Tell your friends. You can get your ass whooped on the air at 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I got big balls. Yeah, get your ass whooped. That is not the song that I told them motherfuckers that I wanted to play next. And you know what's fucked up? I was going to say that song. I wanted to play some other shit. You know how I get down. I done played this. I done played that. And yes, I'm going to some go-go and some reggae, but I got to play this motherfucker song right now because I was just feeling this song right now. This is a good-ass song. Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Hey, 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 hey. Now imagine that's a shorty, maybe five, maybe four. Ride around with his mama listening to the radio. And a song comes on, and I'm not far from being born. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Now I ain't trying to make it too complex, but let's just say shorty has an undeveloped context about the perception of women these days. His mama sings along, and this is what she says. Because I'm a bad bitch, and I'm bad bitch. Nah, far above average. And maybe other rhyming words like cabbage and savage and baby carriage and other things that match it. Couple of things are happening here. First, he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of help and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. So, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood. Tell him, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood. They
Now, imagine a group of little two girls, 9 through 12, on the internet watching videos, listening to songs by themselves. Doesn't really matter if they have parental clearance. They understand the internet better than their parents. Now, being the internet, the content's probably uncensored. They're young, so they're malleable and probably unmentored. A complicated combination, maybe with no relevance into their intelligence meets their favorite singer's preference.
Bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches. That's all I want and all I like in life is bad bitches, bad bitches.
Now, let's say that they less concerned with him and more with the video girl acquiescing to his whim. Ah, the plot thickens. High heels, long hair, fat booty, slim. Reality check, I'm not tripping. They don't see a paid actress, just what makes a bad bitch. Bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey, misunderstood. Disclaimer, this Raymer, Lupe's not using bitch as a lesson, but as a psychological weapon to set in your mind and really mess with your conceptions, discretions, reflections. It's clever misdirection, cuz while I was rapping, they was growing up fast. Nobody stepped in to ever slow them up. Gas, showing up in this little world. The little boy meets one of those little girls, and he thinks she a bad bitch, and she thinks she a bad bitch. He thinks this respectfully, she thinks of that sexually. She got the wrong idea, he don't wanna fuck her. He thinks she bad at being a bitch, like his mother. Mama never dressed like that, come out the house hot mess like that. Ass titties spread like that, all out to impress like that, just like that. You see the fruit of the confusion. He caught in a reality, she caught in an illusion. Bad mean good to her, she really nice and smart. But bad mean bad to him, bitch don't play a part. But bitch still bad to her if you say it the wrong way. But she thinks she a bitch, what a double entendre. Tell him, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey misunderstood. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, hey misunderstood.
Bitch, I ain't shit. She ain't bad as fuck. She ain't had no A. Fuck her. You just tuning in. This is 747, a.k.a. O's. Real talk show. I am your host. And we've had a great night. We talked about the preachers and creepers, putting dicks and everything in the 11th commandment. It said, do not, preacher, put your dick in nobody else but your holy hole. Yes, your holy hole, the one you married to. Yes, we found that at the bottom of the 10th commandment, it just broke off. So make sure that you go check that out. It's somewhere up in Psalms or Singer Songs or whatever that chapter is, somewhere around there. But, hey, we had a good night. We talked about also the government shutting down, and who give a damn? It ain't affecting nobody that was actually in the, you know, that really needed the government. We need it, but it ain't affecting us, so really, fuck it. You ain't shutting down nothing. So we want to let that be known. The only thing is hurting that now they're talking about something that you got to get the insurance shit at the end of the year, which is fucked up. I don't plan to ever pay for none of them damn bills when it comes down to I get hurt. Fuck that. I don't know why you're going to make me get this shit. I'm just saying, you know, that'll probably be another topic one night that we getting this new world order bullshit. Oops, do I need to hide my mouth? Yeah, that's some fucked up shit. You know how I am. I say what I want when I want. So I'm happy to say that I was glad that a lot of you showed up. And we laughed, and we really didn't cry, but a lot of you probably did cry, because I know TSC old monkey had. That monkey laughs, and we're happy that she is always around, because she really has no choice, because we got a feed. If you're out there, and something has really pissed you off, make sure you tune in next week, because next week, I'm going to make sure that anything and everything that pisses a person off, we're going to talk about it next week, because a lot of you out there, you're really scared,
and you really don't know what to say. And you tell me behind the scenes, but I can't say some of the shit that some of y'all say. And y'all know my mouth is terrible, but some stuff I can't even understand. Okay, yeah, I know some of you can't understand me, but fuck you, kiss y'all. Like I said, some of the time, the stuff that you want me to say, it's just something that it just don't do what it needs to do without you saying it. So make sure that next week, if you're one of those chicken asses, tell me. Just tell me to let you on so I can let you say whatever the fuck that you want to say, because some of the stuff you really need to let me hear. Like, stuff like this, it really needs to be heard. Let's hear this. This is some Eminem shit. Freestyle.
Cause nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady, I'm Chopped Liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating. When I'm rocking the table while he's operating.
Hey!
You waited as long to stop debating. Cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on and dip, bum on your lips, all that, bum on your lips, and someone to diss and get ready. Cause this is about to get heavy, I just settled all my lawsuits.
Sound like Kevin.
number 6543 21. Come on, Mac Cow, come and get some. Play of my position, hot Nixon, this one for all the sick ones. Infliction, poisonous, dark sickness. Best believe, finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet, start trouble, bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch, fuck your son and you. Got you shitting in your last hubby, running who? Running fucking who? Punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat love respect. Uh-huh. Woo.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I put it on a nigga. Shit it on a nigga. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time pin up.
Explode.
When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex-hole. Shit, I kept low. Petrol, your metro. Politic, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Shit, I'm driving in, come with full collagen. Terrorize the city from the split committee. Kick ass to both Timberlands, turn shitty. Gritty, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should've invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep coming till you pour sperm from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. Tell you fuck you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snatch your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type to fight for mic. Beating niggas to death and beating dead niggas to life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia. The monsters got on a car lot, and there's nowhere to run to. When I confront your nigga, I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis you wild? Who wanna act flying, get shot down with a surface to air missile? I take them on and on, shape, size, and forms to spit on. Anybody who ain't close enough to shit on. 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm running, and I give it to any nigga that wants it.
Stay off the dark, cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown, come up off that. I'm gonna gun it down, run it down. However it's gonna go, it's gonna be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Leave that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga. Learn a lesson. I'm gonna get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me give us some in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gonna come back on. Drink that strong. Knew it was wrong. But you asked for it, baby. A big nigga, ski mask for it, baby. So I can hit you up on front seat. You get some sweet, one heat, one deep, leaving behind.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot pizzazz.
Shine like heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Come on, Mr. Smith, come get some.
My young thugs fantasize of borrowing flows. Tell little shorty with the big mouth, the bank is closed. The symbol on my arm is off limits for challenges. You holding rusty swords, I swing the Excalibur. How dare you step up in my dimension? Your little ass should be somewhere crying on detention. Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue. I'ma do this shit for free this time, this one's for fun. Blow you to pieces, leave your covenant feces with one thesis.
LL Cool J is hot.
Every little boy wanna pick up the mic and try to run with the big boys and live up to the real hype. But that's like picking up a ball playing with Mike. Swinging and King Griffey or challenging Roy to a fight. Stapping, you're amateur MCs. Don't you know I'm like the dream team touring overseas? For rappers I'm a circle, I'm a deadly disease. Ringmaster, bringing a tiger cub to his knees. In the history of rap, they've never seen such prominence. Your naive confidence gets crushed by my dominance. Now let's get back to this mic on my arm. If it ever left my side, it transformed into a time bomb. You don't want to bar that, you want to idolize. And you don't want to make me mad, nigga, you want to socialize. And I'm daring every MC in the game to play itself out position and mention my name. I make a rhyme for every syllable in your name. Go platinum for every time your grimy ass was on the train. Watch your mouth, don't ever step out of line. LL Cool J, nigga, greatest of all time.